I greet you this day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a blessing for me to be with you, and I thank God for allowing you to be with me. I call your attention to the Old Testament book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. It may be listed as 2 Chronicles in your Bible. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible, 2 Chronicles, Chronicles. In 2 Chronicles, please proceed to chapter 18. Chapter 18 in the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles. And in chapter 18, the reading begins at verse 1. Now, Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Wilt thou go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, Fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, set either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in a void place at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah the son of Shenaanah had made him horns of iron, and said, Thus saith the Lord, With these thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. And when he was come in to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go ye up, and prosper. They shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? And he said, Therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against thee. Then Zedekiah the son of Shenaanah came near and smote Micaiah upon his cheek, and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see on that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take ye Micaiah and carry him back to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and with water of affliction, until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, all ye people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, Fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, It is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed him about to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, "Turn thine hand that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded." And the battle increased that day. Howbeit, the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even, and about the time of the sun going down, he died. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verses 1 through 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verses 1 through 34. Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, thou who art the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, thou who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thank you for this day. Thank you for every listening ear. Please bless every listening ear. Bless every person, Lord, who invests time in listening to your holy word in this worship service. Oh, Father God, cause it to be to your glory and to redound to their good. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. For a short while, my friends, let's commune together using the topic, two true prophets. Two true prophets. And in that light, let's proceed now to Jeremiah chapter 28. Jeremiah chapter 28, you and I read 2 Chronicles chapter 18 in the Old Testament, and now Jeremiah chapter 28 in the Old Testament. Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H. In Jeremiah chapter 28, the reading begins at verse 1. "And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests, and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen, the Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now the word that I speak in thine ears, and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence. the prophet which prophesieth of peace. When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the 6th month. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 17. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 17. My friend, God wants the best for you. He wants the best for me. He wants the best for his people. It is very clear from the book of Genesis that God wants the absolute best for human beings. He created Adam and Eve in a perfect Garden of Eden where there was no death. It was just a beautiful and blessed place. And he gave them his commands. And yet, there was a lying factor there. That factor was the serpent, Satan, lied to Eve, and she hearkened, she listened to those lies, and it caused all of mankind to be harmed as a result of that adversary. And to this day, that adversary is still lying to human beings. He lied in the Old Testament, whose record we have. He lied in the New Testament, whose record we have. He is the father of lies. He's a liar. And so he uses spirits. He uses people. He uses people to defy the living God. He wants you to rebel against the living God. And some people follow his very pernicious ways and his lies. He speaks smooth words sometimes in lies. He tries to make it seem like everything will just be peachy cream if you do what I say do. And so he sends his own agents to lie to the people who are on planet Earth. So it was with Jehoshaphat and Ahab, how the prophets lied to them. God, in that occasion, was at the point of taking Ahab from off the earth. And so the hundreds of prophets in whom the lying spirit was prophesied lies. The true prophet, Micaiah, prophesied the truth, but Ahab believed the lying prophets. And in Jeremiah, Hananiah prophesied smooth words. Oh, it's going to be over in 2 years. God knows what he's doing. And when God has set something, and he has said, this is the way it's going to be, that is the way it's going to be. So Hananiah came and tried to make it sound good. He prophesied out of his own mind. You've got to be careful about deciding, well, I'm going to say this. I want to make the people, I want to put the people at ease. I want to make them feel good. Some people preach that way. They preach these smooth sermons that make people feel good. People who don't really want to do God's will anyway, and they just want someone to preach to them that reinforces what they already want to do. Many people want to sin. They want to do their own thing. They don't want to obey Almighty God. And so when the true prophet comes and tells, well, God says this, they don't want to hear the true prophet. They want to hear the smooth prophet. Oh, the Lord just wants you to prosper. Don't worry about this and don't worry about that. The Lord got you. Just go ahead and do your own thing. He knows you're human. He knows that you're going to make some mistakes. And so that's not a big thing, the false prophets would say. And many, millions of people believe the false prophets. But God does not play. What God says, he will perform. And the important thing is to determine who the false prophets are and who the true prophets are. In our scenarios here, which are true, absolutely true, we have two true prophets. One is the prophet Micaiah, whom the king said he hated because he said he never prophesied anything good to him. But he prophesied the truth. The truth is not always smooth. It is not always easy. The truth is not always easy. The truth does not always point to a smooth and clear road ahead. There may be curves and mountains and bumps and obstacles. There's no telling what God has in one's path. And they're not in one's path to harm the person. Generally, God puts them there to correct them from their error. But false prophets and false preachers, they want to make it seem easy. Same thing with Hananiah. Oh, within 2 full years, the captivity will be over, and that which was taken from here to Babylon will be brought back. All the people, all the captives. Sounded good, good sounding things. You got to be careful about just good sounding pronouncements from people who claim to be of God. God knows what he's doing. Normally, he's trying to get people to return to him, to repent. And so when God puts people through things, it is not for their harm, but for their good. God didn't want to harm them, but it's for their good, except in the case of Ahab, God had something against him, and he wanted to take him off the planet. And so that's what he did. But if Ahab had listened to Micaiah rather than to the lying spirits of the hundreds of prophets, maybe God would have allowed him to stay. Maybe he would have repented. If after Micaiah told him what was going to happen, that God was against him in so many words, if he had repented, all God wants is your repentance. God wants your repentance. He's not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to make life difficult for you. He's trying to get you to turn away from the lying enemy and turn into him. But after such a long time, when people become reprobate and they aren't going to return to God, or they aren't going to turn, they're not going to repent, the time can come when God gets tired of their rebellion. Sin is rebellion against God. Whenever you rebel against God, whenever you rebel against the word of God, you sin. That's why we preach. That's why we say repent. And it's time for you to examine yourself. Do you know the Word of God? Are you living in and within the Word of God? Are you living in accordance to the Word of God? Have you repented of your sins? If you're not living in accordance with the Word of God, if you have not repented of your sins, how do you expect God to bless you? If you're in rebellion to Almighty God, how on earth do you expect to be blessed? Those of us who know the Lord, we understand the great value of submitting ourselves unto Almighty God in repentance. We realize that we are flesh. We realize that we are human. We realize that we have made mistakes. We realize that we have sinned. We realize that we have rebelled against God. And we realize that there's one way out, and that way out is repentance. And God made the way plain and clear by sending to planet Earth His only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ, our Savior. And the way you get out of your rebellious state and get mercy from God is to repent and say, God, I know I've done wrong. I believe I've done wrong. I believe I rebelled against you. I thank you for sparing me to this time. But now, Lord, I repent. Thank you, Lord, for not taking me out before now. And now I've heard the man of God. And I repent right now. Please forgive me my sins. I plead the blood of Jesus. He died for me. He paid the price for the sins I've already done. And I ask you in Jesus' name, Father God, to apply that payment to my sin account and just clear it out so that I'm your child, so I'm saved. I heard the preacher say that if I did that, that you would have mercy upon me. I heard the preacher say that you don't want to hurt me. I thank you for the mercy and grace that you've given me to this very time. And I thank you for bringing me to a point where I and a place where I could hear Pastor Page. And I thank you, Lord God, for letting me hear and understand the importance of listening to the true preachers of God, the true prophets of God. I understand what happened in the case of Jehoshaphat and Ahab. I understand what happened in the case of Hananiah and Jeremiah. I see, Father God, the mistakes that the false prophets make. And Father God, I don't want to be one who is against thee. I don't want to be in rebellion against thee. I see, Father God, how you said, how Jeremiah said in your word that Hananiah was teaching rebellion against thee. Oh, I don't want to rebel against thee. Father God, right now, right now, right now, right now, this moment, I repent. I repent. I repent, Father God, please, from this moment forward, I want to be living in accordance with your will and your way. I want to get out of my current state of rebellion against Almighty God. Father God, please forgive me. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for these scenarios, these true stories about Jehoshaphat and Ahab and about Hananiah and Jeremiah. I thank you, Father. I see the strict penalty that you applied to Hananiah. You took him off planet Earth because he taught rebellion against thee. Oh, Father God, forgive me for any rebellion I've taught against thee. Anything I've said against thee was not true. Anything I've done, any sin I've done, all my sins, please forgive me. 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 My friends, as you and I bring this service to a close, I call your attention to the Old Testament book of Psalms, the book of the Psalms, P-S-A-L-M-S, the book of the Psalms. I want to read to you a pattern of repentance in the Old Testament. The king whose name was David, one of the greatest kings the Bible would tell us to ever live, had sinned a grievous sin against God. He saw a pretty woman. He was told her father's name. He was told her husband's name. He was told her name. And yet he took her and committed adultery with her. He sinned against God. And there was no need for him to sin against God. He had everything he needed almost. God had blessed him. But he sinned against God, and God sent his man to David after the sin had been done. And David had tried to hide the sin, had not repented. And after God's man brought to the fore the fact that God had seen all the sin David had done, here's the prayer of repentance that David prayed. You find it in Psalm 51, P-S-A-L-M, Psalm 51, David's prayer of repentance. Beginning reading at verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Psalm number 51, verses 1 through 19. Psalm number 51, verses 1 through 19. David's prayer of repentance. My friends, I pray that if you're in sin, if you've sinned against God, if you have rebelled against God, if you're living in sin right now, ask the Lord to forgive you. Repent, repent, repent. Jesus Christ came to planet Earth and allowed himself to be crucified on the cross at Calvary to pay for the sins that you've done. He was crucified. He was dead. He was buried. He rose again the third day with all power in his hands. He paid for your sins. He rose for your justification that you might be righteous. That's how we are righteous. That's how we are forgiven. That's how we are clean. We are clean not through our own doings, but through Jesus Christ. As a result of our repentance, as a result of our repentance, as a result of our repentance in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. And you can get clean right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Make up your mind while you still have time. Make up your mind while you still have time. Make up your mind while you still have time. Repent. Repent. Repent this moment. Repent. Repent. And make your future so much better. So much better. Not meaning that everything is going to be easy. Not meaning you're not going to encounter some difficulties. I'm not saying that. But spiritually, you will be clean. Clean in the sight of God. We who are saved, we're clean. As long as we stay repented up, as long as we stay in the will of God, we're clean. We're clean. We're clean. Repent right now. Make up your mind. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Make up your mind. Come to Jesus while you still have time. Remember the example of the two prophets, the two true prophets. Remember the two true prophets. Micaiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah that we just read, you and I just read. In the book of Jeremiah, about Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah chapter 28. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 28. Jeremiah chapter 28. Remember the lessons of those. Remember that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. You can read all about it in the New Testament. One book that tells you about it is the book of John, the Gospel according to John. But actually, the entire New Testament tells you about what Jesus did for you and what Jesus did for me. Repent, repent, repent. Move from the realm of rebellion against God to the realm of service to God. Move from the realm of just being God's creation to the realm of being God's son if you're a man, being God's daughter if you're a woman. If you're in rebellion, have never repented, never been saved, you're God's creation, but you're not God's child. But when you repent, become saved and baptized, you become a child of God. I am a child of God because of my repentance and baptism. You can do that right now. Make up your mind while you still have time. Make up your mind while you still have time. You don't really know what your future holds, but you need to be prepared spiritually for your future. And the way you do that is repent of all of your sins. Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Once you know that you're saved, my friend, contact a Christian minister in our ministry. Request and receive Christian baptism. The Lord God himself will send people to help you. Let us pray. Father God, help him repent. Father God, help her repent. Father God, save him. Father God, save her. Father God, help him repent. Father God, help her repent. Father God, save him. Father God, save her. Father God, please help him repent. Father God, please help her repent. Father God, help him make up his mind while he still has has time. Father God, help him make up his mind while he still has time. Father God, help her make up her mind while she still has time. Oh, Father God, help them to know they can do it right now, wherever they are. They don't have to go to a church building. They don't have to go talk to a preacher. Because you are everywhere. They can just start talking to you right now. Right now, right now. And you're willing to save them. Then once they're saved, Father God, help them to become baptism in accordance to become baptized. Once they're saved, help them to become baptized in accordance with your word. And I'm very confident that you will send people to help them. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friends, being saved is the greatest thing a human being can do, in my opinion. The greatest. And not being saved is the worst condition. The worst condition. Why would one live in opposition to Almighty God? Why would one live a life of rebellion to Almighty God? What sense does it make? Repent. Repent. Be saved and be baptized in Jesus' name. Two true prophets. Micaiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 28. Two true prophets. Hallelujah. Let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.